ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
We have been studying the Bhrigavalli, how Bhrigu approached Enoira Brahman and begged him, teach me how I can reach Brahman, become Brahman. And the teacher had instructed that these are the instruments, this is the goal, this is the nature of your goal, which is called accidental nature, called Tatastha Lakshana, secondary definition of Brahman. Primary definition of Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma or Sat Chit Ananda Brahma. But we do not understand what it means. So when we look in our life, we see that we are going through three stages of experiences. The waking, the dream, and also the deep sleep. And then we are transiting from one to the other. And our experiences of each one of these states is totally different from each other. So I remain the unchanged witness of all these three states. So you will have to understand, you are that Brahman. Not only you are that Brahman, everything is that Brahman. How do we know that? For that, Varuna gave the secondary definition of Brahman. यतो वा इमानि भूतानि जायन्ते येन भूतानि जीवन्ति यत् प्रयन्ति अभिसंविशन्ति इति. सो फाइंड आउट द अल्टीमेट कॉज, द कॉज ऑफ एवरी अदर कॉज, व्हिच इज इटसेल्फ विदाउट एनी कॉज, व्हिच इज अनलिमिटेड. फाइंड दैट आउट. सो हाउ टू फाइंड आउट? डीप थिंकिंग कॉल्ड मनना. फर्स्ट स्टेज ऑफ मनना, after hearing the details about our goal and how to proceed from the mouth of the teacher, the first thing we have to do is manana. The first stage in the manana is to get rid of all doubts regarding what our teacher had said. Because if there is slightest doubt, then we will not take up, we will not follow the teachings of the, either the scripture, or the scripture coming through the mouth of the teacher, guru. How do we know whether we have got that much of faith, doubtless faith? Because anything that we are convinced 100% without the least bit of doubt, we immediately follow it. This is a point which I had pointed out many times. If I am convinced that this world is mithya, if I am, or anybody is convinced this is poison and it will bring me suffering, then that person will not even go near it, doesn't even want to think about it, doesn't want to be dead. But if somebody comes and tells us that I will show you something which will give you unbroken bliss, eternal and unlimited, two conditions, for all the time and 100%. Then that is what we are all really seeking. But as the Abhyaroha mantras tell us beautifully, Anything else that we are seeking is called mrityu. Mrityu means what? Death. Death means what? That which comes to an end. So, anything. That's why in Sanskrit we call it kshanika ananda. Every ananda is only kshanika. There is nothing called that I have 10 minutes of continuous happiness. How do we know? We know because that the moment we forget ourselves, that is called the moment of becoming one with happiness. The moment we become aware, that's only memory of the happiness. Not we have already disunited, separated from that state of experience. The only time when we have for a long time unbroken peace of mind, that which is beyond both happiness and unhappiness, is in deep sleep. And in deep sleep, we are not aware of time, space, any other object. But there is a problem with this deep sleep. We are not aware. We are not conscious. Just as we are conscious about the waking state, we are conscious about the dream state, we should be conscious. I am consciously experiencing the deep sleep, state of deep sleep, sushupti. And when we consciously experience it, it goes by the name samadhi. So, a Noyara Brahman continuously is experiencing unbrokenly this bliss. And that bliss is not happiness. It is neither unhappiness. It is beyond both. And we know it because, so we become refreshed. We become fearless. So long as we are in the deep sleep state, we are in the state of the highest bliss, because duality vanishes totally. And duality is the nature of both the waking and the dream states. In both these states, I am aware. I am aware of the understanding that I am different, totally different from everything else. Everything is totally different from everything else. And there are only three objects. I, the world, and God. So jivas and jivas are separate. Jivas and objects in the world are separate. And both jivas and objects in the world are different from Ishvara or Paramatma. That is the state of bondage. Dvitiya advai bhayam bhavati. Therefore, how to transcend that one? That is what this teacher has taught Bhrigu, that I am giving you, that you have to do tapasya. What is tapasya? The means by which we realize the truth. That is a true tapasya. If after a long tapasya, I come to know that I am not Brahman, that is not tapasya. Again, to take the example of Vishwamitra. So he did 1,000 years tapasya according to the Puranic description. Was it tapasya? Not really. Why is it? Because he has not overcome. He was not even aware of the deep, greatest problem that is within him. And God, out of his infinite grace, came in the form of Indra, Indra's blessings. Beautiful woman had come. So every sense organ has its own sphere of experience. So this attraction to the opposite sex belongs to the sparsha sukha. We touch something. A mother touches a baby, that is also sparsha sukha. But that is one type of sparsha sukha. When a young man touches a young woman, and that is another type of touch. So various types of touches are there. When we eat prasada offered to God, that is a different type of ananda. But when without thinking of God, we are only running after the taste, that is not real. That is one type of sukha. But it has nothing to do with spiritual life. How do we know? Because true prasada, when we understand this is offering from God. And a person says, this is tasty, this is not tasty, this is more tasty, this is less tasty, this is more preferable, and this is not preferable, then that person is far away from the concept of prasada. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, what is prasada? A very Sanskrit word, prasada, means complete peacefulness of mind. Prasade sarvadukhanam hanirasya upajayate prasanna chetasahi hi ashu buddhihi paryavatishtati. Two characteristics of this prasada. Sarvadukhanam, a person, a real bhakta, like Nagamahashaya. So, even the leaf upon which prasada is kept is Mahaprasada, according to him. A dry leaf, he starts eating, because it is no less sacred, because it touches prasada itself. So that is one characteristic. Second characteristic is, it doesn't, that is, when we consider anything as prasada, it creates in us a great concentration of the mind. Mind becomes absolutely filled with bliss. Prasanna chetasaha hi ashu buddhi hi paryavadhishtate. Our intellect firmly thinks only of God, the source of this purity. There was a beautiful incident. One day Ramana Maharshi was sitting in his hall. Some devotee happened to come there, and he brought prasada offered to one goddess nearby. Maybe from his village or his sacred place, I do not remember. And he wanted to share it with Bhagavan. So he gave a little bit of the prasada to Ramana Maharshi. He remember, he is a Brahmagnani. And then, as soon as the prasada was put in his hands, tears started flowing like rivers, and he could not utter. His voice had become very stumbling. Says, have you seen? Mother has come. Prasada is not food. Prasada is the mother. That seeing of the divine in anything that is associated with prasada, that is called sthira buddhihi. Buddhihi pariyavatishtate. Same thing with Sri Ramakrishna also. Even a thought of mother, God, a song, it throws him immediately into that state of samadhi. So this is a characteristic of great devotees. And our goal is to reach to that state. So when a person is very happy, somebody is thrown into jail, and he thinks it is all God's will, and that person's mind in the jail is filled with the greatest bliss. Remember the story of the Rama's devotee, the weaver. So, he was taken to the magistrate and he explained everything, and the magistrate had freed him. And all this time he was saying, by the will of Rama, I was caught. By the will of Rama, I was brought in front of your honor. Of course, the story as told, that the magistrate had immediately freed him. But we have to imagine, these are the stories to be meditated upon. They are not stories, they are parables. A parable is a story which has various layers of meaning. Doop, 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 roop shagore amar mon, talatal, patal, khunjule, pabire, prem, ratna dhan. Pabire, prem, the more we think about these parables, the nearer we approach God, more meaning is revealed. Supposing this magistrate says, you are caught red-handed. I do not know anything about your Rama, but you will have to be in the jail, let us say, for 12 years. Anything is possible. Then, what would the weaver say? Would he be weeping and saying, after all, it is Rama's will. I have no other way. I have to accept it. In a weeping tone, will he be uttering these words? Or will he be telling Rama's will? And he will be dancing. Now Her Majesty will provide me with all the bare necessities, and I can think of my Rama joyfully. That would be his idea. So we have to understand these five, what is called finer points. Anything associated, any thought, the moment Radha used to see a blue flower, immediately she was thrown into ecstasy, because that reminds her of only her Ishtadevata, Bhagavan Krishna. A peacock dancing, immediately it will throw. Any devotee should throw. But we have not acquired that one. But still we consider, that is why Sri Ramakrishna had tremendous faith in the prasada of Jagannatha. Even the most impure person, if he takes the prasada of Jagannatha, immediately he feels purity. You will have to understand that one. So coming back to our subject, that I am giving you a hint, that is called deep thinking, manana. All this explanation is only for the state to understand what is manana. So the teacher had shown him, and you will have to seek. And Bhrigu understood, because he was a fit adhikari disciple. And then immediately he goes and starts doing tapasya. What is tapasya? Shankaracharya tells, tapasya is one-pointed thinking of the object of the teaching. And that teaching slowly brings, just to summarize, what should be the thought in the tapasya. I want to realize my Divine Mother, and I am here. I must know where I am, and I need to move forward, and in which direction. What does it mean to move forward? So that way, I am having so many negative qualities, unspiritual qualities. What is unspiritual quality? That is, I am unwilling to think about God. A little bit, at allotted times, I fix myself, morning, evening, or sometime, puja time, I will be trying to think about God. But even that time, our minds are very restless. Restlessness means thinking of anatma, non-God. So, we have to understand. What makes our mind restless? Only desires make our mind restless. And these desires must be increased 1,000-fold, but directed towards only God. Because every desire, directly, every desire is a desire for an object as an instrument of happiness. But we have to understand, every desire is only for God. I want to be happy. I don't want to die. I don't want to be ignorant. I want to be conscious that I am, and not only I am very happy. So that is the goal. And the desires, there must be only one desire. All the desires must become combined into one desire. This desire for God. That is called tapasya. That is the goal of tapasya, unbroken thought about God, that is called chitta vritti nirodha, is not making the mind blank. It is to make every thought converted into one single thought. I want only to know that I am Purusha or consciousness. Unable to understand this, various people define this nirodha in so many ways, oppression, suppression, etc. How do we know? Because Patanjali, great rishi that he was, immediately he outlines 8 steps. And where is the 8th step? Ending in samadhi. And what is nirodha? To attain samadhi and to remain in samadhi. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. So in Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, in the 12th chapter, 242 section, 4th mantra, defines what is called tapaha. Manascha indriyanancha hi ekagriyam paramam tapaha tat jyayaha sarvadharmebhyaha sa dharmaha paravuchyate. The one-pointedness of the mind and the senses is indeed the supreme austerity, parama. That is, it is the highest point of tapasya. It is superior to all dharmas, Because when a person attains to this highest tapasya, highest tapaha, then he reaches the goal. Therefore, it is declared to be dasa dharma paravuchyate, supreme dharma. Now think for a second. This is how we have to meditate upon the life of Sri Ramakrishna. Not only upon his teachings, simultaneously we have to meditate upon the life of Sri Ramakrishna. What do you think? The moment he understood the ephemerality of this world, immediately he turned his mind towards the Divine Mother. The Mother that I am worshipping in the form of a stone image. Is it real? Or is it only my imagination? And he understood immediately that I have to take shelter at her feet. I have to think of her only. And so many incidents are there, which I also quoted, to prove that, oh mind, if you deviate thinking of her lotus feet, I will pierce you with this trident. He kept a watchman, his own mind, as the watchman. What do you think? Sri Ramakrishna, as soon as the temple duty is over, he would disappear for the whole night until early morning, the time for opening, etc. comes. What do you think he was doing? He will be sitting, of course, and we can see he has become totally unconscious. But what was he thinking? He is thinking, oh mother, please bestow your grace. Is that the only thought? I think he would be also thinking, how can I obtain the grace of the Divine Mother? For that purpose, why is she not bestowing her grace? Is it that she is not bestowing her grace, or is it that she is bestowing, but I am not able to receive it? So, these are the thoughts. Why am I not able to receive it? Do I have any other thoughts other than the desire for the realization of the Divine Mother, for the vision of the Divine Mother? That means one has to find out where one is and what is the next step, and slowly reach the next step. And that is what we discussed also in the second chapter of the Taittiriya. This is what is called prana, anna brahma. First become anna brahma, then prana brahma, then mano brahma, vijnana brahma, ananda maya brahma, and then ananda. So intense thinking is the way to realize Brahman. Every seeker should give up sloth and pursue the inquiry till the highest truth called Parabrahma is known through direct experience as I am Brahman, as clearly as a fruit lying on the palm of one's own hand. This is called Karatala Amlakavat. So we have seen in our last classes that Bhrigu went and did tapasya, and then he realized. What did he realize? Eto va imani bhutani jain. Where from? This entire creation that I experience through this gross body, physical world, external world, what is the cause of the entire world? Not only my body and mind, but the entire world, physical world, my body, everybody's body, etc. Then he understood. So there are certain steps there, which I am going to outline now for the sake of clarity. Then he understood. I am Anna Brahma. I am the entire physical universe. And then he saw, he thought, I have reached Brahman. But then immediately he had a doubt. But this physical universe, it is born and it is growing, it is changing, and it will disappear. Birth and death, what is called asti, yayate, varthate, iparinamate, etc. Sixfold changes, shadvikara. That is the nature of everything. Even Himalayas, they say, there was no Himalayas before the birth of Himalayas. When two continents, they collided with each other, and what was lying in between, that was thrown out. Slowly it started to grow, and it grew and grew, and then slowly it is melting down. Now scientists say the Mount Himalayas and as well as other mountains, even the icebergs, everything is melting down. So whatever has a birth will have a death. In between, there is a growth, going up, going down. Everything has to go back from where it has come. So, even if I am the Anna Brahma, Prithvi Devata, but as soon as I understand, I am the Anna Brahma, which is to say, I am the Prithvi, the grossest of the five elements. Immediately I understand that this is not the final cause. This has a cause. Anyway, he had this doubt. He came to his father and father confirmed, yes, we do not know what conversation has taken place. The Upanishad is extraordinarily brief. So, please, he must have, Bhrigu, after this realization of Aham Anna Brahma, must have come to his teacher, who is none other than his own father in Grihastha Ashrama, Varuna. But here he is a teacher of Brahma Vidya. So he confirmed, yes, you are right. Your doubt is absolutely certified. It is not the final cause. It is only a proximate cause. Then what is the way? Same way. Go and do tapasya. Second time, the teacher told him, now this time, you intensify your tapasya. And then Brihu goes. And then slowly he said, what is the cause of this body? Prana. And then he understood that I must identify myself with prana. That means I must disassociate with my identity as this body. So I am no more the body, I am the prana. At first it is individual prana. Then he says, this is the same thing. I must identify there. Brahma means everything. So if I am prana and I am separate from you, who is also prana, this is a point we have to note down. As long as we think I am the body, I cannot think of anything else as other than body. The moment a person knows I am the prana, then he cannot think of anybody, anything else as a physical body. It must be prana only. So he realized, I am prana brahma, means the prana, the original prana, the prana devata, which is lending itself into every single living creature in this world. It is that adhisthana devata, prana devata, that is called jalam, we can say. He understood. So then same doubt has come. The moment he understood, prana also, it is a birth. That is why he said birth means manifestation of prana. Death means the disappearance of prana. So prana also has birth and death. In between, it is changing all the time. When I read a book which I like, my prana becomes very high. When I have to meet people whom I don't like, I don't love, I hate, then my prana becomes a shrunk. So that is how he understood that which is changing all the time, that which has a birth and death, that cannot be true Brahman. So he had same doubt as when he had a doubt when he realized, after he realized, I am Anna Brahma. So again he came to the father for confirmation. And father or teacher confirmed, yes, this is not the causeless cause. This is not true Brahman, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is only proximate Brahman. And then, what is the further way? You are doing, my boy, in the right way. You are progressing in the right way. You are approaching Brahman. So, tapasa Brahma vijignasasva. So, immediately, he goes. So, I am Anna Brahma. I am Prana Brahma. That is what the seeker had understood. Now, even though we have repeated many times, why is Anna Brahma and Prana Brahma are not the highest Brahman, non-Brahman? Because there whatever is not Brahman is Anatma. Another name for Anatma is Mithya. How do we know? So, whatever cannot function independently, that means whatever is dependent, that is called Jada, Anatma, mithya. That is the first characteristic. Second is, whatever is changing is jada. So, Bhrigu must have been measuring, is the sannam independent and not changing? No, it is changing all the time. So, all the six vikaras, and same thing, six vikaras can be applied to prana brahma, mano brahma, vijnana brahma, anandamaya kosha brahma also. So, what is the cause of this body? Prana. Because only parents who have prana, they can produce. Anything that has got prana must come out of pre-existing prana only. But is prana independent? No. This prana comes into birth, changes all the time and disappears. And then we have to question. Then what is giving birth to this prana? That is what Bhrigu had thought about it. So the same rule must be applied to every kosha, beginning from the annamaya kosha to anandamaya kosha. So we have to understand this one. So now we enter into the Chaturdhanvaka when Bhrigu, he went and did tapasya. What did he do? Remember, he already realized, I am prana brahma. Prana brahma means, I am not the body, I am the mind, I am the prana. Not only I am the prana, not only I am the individual prana, but I am the universal prana. That is called Adhishtana Devata, Prana Devata. That is Brahma. Then this prana also has a birth. Birth means there must be, birth means an effect. An effect must have a cause. So where, which gives birth to prana? As I said, if you like something, your prana increases. If you dislike something, your prana, it contracts, becomes less. So, sometimes, if we cannot tolerate something, then we might commit suicide, we may give up our body, etc., etc. Prana. Giving up the body means prana goes elsewhere. So, just like body, the prana also has a birth, etc. Then what happened? Mano brahmeti vyajanat, manaso hi eva khal vimani bhutani jayante, manasa jatani jivante, mana prayanti abhisamvishanti iti, tadvignaya punareva varunam pitaram upasasara, adhihi bhagavo brahmeti, tam ho vacha, tapasa brahma vijignasasva, tapo brahmeti, satapo tapyata, satapastapva. So Bhrigu realized that the mind is Brahman. For from the mind verily, are these beings born? By the mind, when born, do they live? Into the mind at the time of dissolution, do they enter? Do they merge? Having realized this, he approached his father again and said, Venerable Sir, you guide me further to reach Brahman. To him, the teacher said, Varuna said, seek to know Brahman by means of austerities. For austerities are the means of knowing Brahman. Think deeply. So, Bhrigu practiced austerities. Having practiced austerities, what did he realize? I am not the annam. I am not, that means I am not the annamaya kosha. I am not the pranamaya kosha. I am the manomaya kosha. Why? Because the mind creates doubts. Sankalpa vikalpmatmika. That is what we have to understand. Mind, the supreme power, has many properties to its credits. So, this in Mahabharata again, we get this. What are the some properties of the mind? Patience, reasoning, remembrance, forgetfulness of error, imagination, endurance, inclination towards good and evil, and restlessness. These are some of the elaboration of the characteristics of the mind. This we get in the Shanti Parva of the Mahabharata. Very interesting. So, there are also other characteristics, but these are the important characteristics. So, patience. When a person is patient, putting up with many things without losing happiness, etc., and the power to reason, and the to remember, and sometimes when we make mistakes, we again commit the same mistake, because we forgot that last time I suffered a lot because of this action. I forget it and commit the same error again. Whenever we are imagining, our imagination flares up and creates a different image than what the object in front is. Then endurance, then inclination either towards good or evil and restlessness. Further, it is an organ or instrument like the eye, ear, etc. Because mind becomes restless. Mind means thoughts. How many thoughts? So a thought is born means mind is born. That thought remains for a short time. That is the sthiti. And the mind, the thought disappears, giving rise to another thought. That is the death of the thought. Therefore, when a person realizes, I am the mind, then not only I am the individual mind, what happens? Two things happen. First of all, this seeker, on the way to the realization of his own true nature, when he reaches the stage of the mind, two things happen. He identifies, I am not the body, I am not the prana. And then who are you? I am the mind, because I am the cause of both the prana as well as annam, food, that is physical body. But then this is only first step. I am not the body, I am not the prana. The second thing is, I am not merely individual mind, I am the universal mind. This is called Hiranyagarbha. Remember in Vedanta, the collective name for all the physical bodies is called Virat. And the collective name for all the combined prana, that is Pranadevata, is called Sutratma. And the collective name for every mind, that is called Manobrahma, that is called Hiranyagarbha. The collective name for all the Buddhist intellect is what we call the Mahat. And then, of course, Anandamaya Kosha. So, Annamaya Kosha and Sthula Sarira are equal. Anandamaya Kosha and the Karana Sarira, wherein we experience deep sleep, are one and the same. But in between, the Sukshma Sharira has three stages. Collective prana, collective thinking power, collective deciding power. So that's why they have given three names, Sutratma, Hiranyagarbha and Mahat. So Bhrigu understood, identified, I am the mind. Not only I am the mind, that means I am not the body, I am not the prana, but I am prana, mano brahma. I am Hiranyagarbha. That he gave. But Hiranyagarbha also is the effect of a cause. Effect means cause. Who is the cause of Hiranyagarbha? We have to understand Mahat is the cause. Mahat means the Buddhi. Herein it is called Vijnanamaya Kosha. Only at that stage we understand that this is only, is what is called Hiranyagarbha is only it is cause of the physical body and prana, etc., but not the ultimate cause. It is only proximate cause. What is the cause? Immediate proximate cause is Buddhi, Vijnanamaya Kosha. So he had this doubt and he must have come and said, Teacher, Bhagavan, am I the Manomaya Kosha? Because I see this problem. And another way to understand why this doubt comes. When a person beholds Brahman, then the doubts will disappear. The question will not come. And that's what happened in the case of Bhrigu also. Ramakrishna gives a beautiful illustration that a poor man wanted to meet the king. Somehow, somebody who is working with the king, he promised, I will take you to the king. And there were seven doors. At every door, at the very outer door, a gorgeously dressed person was sitting, and this man never saw such a dress, such power, such authority. So he mistook, is this the king? And the guide said, no, no, this is only a lower official. So thus, when the person starts going inside, even more splendor than the outermost person, and then when he went to the sanctum sanctorum, ఇది సెవెంత్ పర్సన్. సెవెంత్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ నాట్ గాడ్, బట్ హూ కెన్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ది స్ప్లెండర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ సెవెంత్ పర్సన్? సో హీ ఆస్క్డ్, ఈజ్ దిస్? హీ వాజ్ షూర్ దట్ వాజ్ ది కింగ్. బట్ ది గైడ్ అష్యూర్డ్ హిమ్, నో, దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది. దెన్ హీ బిహెల్డ్ సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ సెవెంత్ చేంబర్ ది రియల్ కింగ్. దెన్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్. దెన్ దెర్ వర్ నో డౌట్స్. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్, బికాస్ దట్ సీయింగ్ ది కింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ది ప్రూఫ్. సో వెన్ ఏ పర్సన్ హెస్ నో డౌట్, చిద్యంతే సర్వ సంశయాః, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ ఇన్ ది ముండక ఉపనిషత్. సో తస్మిన్ దృష్టే పరావరే, చిద్యంతే సర్వ సంశయాః, క్షీయంతే చాస్య కర్మాణి, తస్మిన్ దృష్టే పరావరే. వెన్ ఏ పర్సన్ బిహోల్డ్స్ బ్రహ్మన్, బికాస్ దేర్ ఈస్ నో క్వశ్చనింగ్ మైండ్ దేర్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ది క్వశ్చన్ వెదర్ దిస్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ నాట్, దట్ సపరేషన్ విల్ నాట్ బి దేర్. వెన్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్నెస్, హూ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు క్వశ్చన్? సో దెన్ భృగు వాజ్ రియలైజ్డ్ దిస్ వన్. హీ వెంట్ అండ్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్డ్, దెన్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ రిసీవ్డ్ ఫర్దర్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది విజ్ఞాన? విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ నిశ్చయాత్మిక బుద్ధి. ఫ్రమ్ వేరియస్ ప్రోస్ అండ్ కాన్స్ ఇట్ డిసైడ్స్ వాట్ షుడ్ బి డన్. సో యూ ఫైండ్ అవుట్. దెన్ భృగు వెంట్ అండ్ డిడ్ తపస్య. దెన్ హీ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ. దెన్ ది సేమ్ డౌట్ హెస్ కమ్, సేమ్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ టు ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ది అన్నమయ ప్రాణమయ మనోమయ, ఐఎమ్ విజ్ఞానమయ. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇండివిజువల్ విజ్ఞానమయ, ఐఎమ్ ది కలెక్టివ్ విజ్ఞానమయ. అండ్ దెన్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ హెడ్ డౌట్, హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ కమ్. దెన్ ది టీచర్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ టోల్డ్ హిమ్ అబౌట్ ఆనందమయ కోశ. ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఇస్ నాట్ హియర్. సో దెన్ భృగు వెంట్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ రియలైజ్డ్ ఐఎమ్ ది ఆనందమయ కోశ. రిమెంబర్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్. సో ఓన్లీ అప్ టు ది విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్. దెన్ స్ట్రైట్ వే ది ఉపనిషత్ జంప్స్ టు ఆనందం బ్రహ్మేతే విజానాత్. యు హ్యావ్ టు క్రిస్టల్ క్లియర్లీ సపరేట్ ఐఎమ్ ది ఆనందమయ కోశ. నో, దట్ వాజ్ నాట్ ది రియలైజేషన్. ఐఎమ్ ది ఆనందం బ్రహ్మేతే విజానాత్, ఆనందమయ కోశ బ్రహ్మ ఇది నా విజానీత్. సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఈ వెంట్ దేర్. సో యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ హీ బికేమ్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ఆనందమయ కోశ, సేమ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ది అన్నమయ ప్రాణమయ మనోమయ విజ్ఞానమయ, ఐఎమ్ ఆనందమయ ఫస్ట్. దెన్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈజ్ ఆనందమయ ఓన్లీ, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఆనందమయ బ్రహ్మ. దెన్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్డ్, ఆఫ్ విచ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గివెన్ హియర్. అండ్ దెన్ ది టీచర్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ టోల్డ్ హిమ్ ఫర్దర్ డూ తపస్య. దెన్ ఇన్ ది డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఆనంద, దట్ వర్డ్ ఆనంద కమ్స్, ప్రియ మోద దెన్ ఆనంద, ప్రియ మోద ప్రమోద. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ప్రియ, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ది మోద, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ది ప్రమోద, ఐఎమ్ ఆనంద. అండ్ దెన్ విత్ దట్ దిస్ స్లోలీ రీచింగ్ ఎ హయ్యర్ స్టెప్, హయ్యర్ స్టోరీ హెస్ ఎండెడ్. సో హీ మస్ట్ హవ్ రీచ్డ్ ది నాట్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ స్టోరీ బట్ ది రూఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ స్టోరీ హీ మస్ట్ హవ్ అప్రోచ్డ్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇంటలెక్ట్? ఇట్ ఇస్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది బెస్ట్ కోర్స్ ఫర్ మీ టు అడాప్ట్. సో హీ మస్ట్ హవ్ డిస్కస్డ్, హీ మస్ట్ హవ్ బిన్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ ఇన్ ది సిక్స్త్, ఆనందో బ్రహ్మేతి వ్యజానాత్, అన్నాధ్యేవ ఖల్ విమాని భూతాని జాయంతే, ఆనందేన జాతాని జీవంతి, ఆనందం ప్రయంతి అభిసంవిశంతి ఇతి. సైషా భార్గవి వారుణి విద్య పరమే వ్యోమన్ ప్రతిష్ఠిత, సయ ఏవం వేద ప్రతిష్టతి, అన్నవాన్ అన్నాదో భవతి, మహాన్ భవతి ప్రజయా పశుభిర్ బ్రహ్మ వర్చసేన మహాన్ కీర్త్య. సో ఇన్ దిస్ సిక్స్త్ అనువాక దేర్ ఆర్ టూ పార్ట్స్, ఆనందో బ్రహ్మేతి విజానాత్. సో భృగు రియలైజ్డ్ ఐఎమ్ ఆనంద బ్రహ్మ. రిమెంబర్ నవర్ మిస్టేక్, ఐఎమ్ ఆనందమయ కోశ బ్రహ్మ. నో, ఐఎమ్ ఆనంద, దట్ ఈస్ ది సుప్రీం బ్రహ్మన్. దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది పంచభూతాస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద వీ ఆల్ లివ్. ఇన్ ది హోప్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద ఓన్లీ వీ కంటిన్యూ అవర్ లైఫ్ అండ్ వీ మర్జ్ బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్ the effect always must go back to its cause, and all causes merge back into the what is called supreme cause, the ultimate cause, the causeless cause, which is called Brahman. And he understood the hint because the father has given where from these beings come, who is the very cause, first cause of the entire creation, who is sustaining and to whom every creature goes back, that is Brahman. So in the Puranic language, Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the maintainer or sustainer, and Shiva is supposed to be taking us back into the causeless cause. That is why in Kashi, he bestows his special grace. So we will discuss about these points in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Moho. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.